T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The incomparable John Heyman. He's brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut here. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. We all know it's fabulous to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. By Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Air Italy, round-trip flights from JFK to Milan. The aforementioned in John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? You know, I may have some encouraging words for you, Joe.
Oh, yeah. What's that, John?
Well, you know, you may not consider me the most foremost expert in pro football.
Right.
But I do happen to be in Miami a lot.
Oh,
and I've seen Adam Gase up close.
Okay.
And I can report this to you. He might be slightly better than Todd Bowles.
He better be.
That's the bar.
That's tremendous. John, that is a tremendous. This is what makes you great, John.
Well, I am in Miami. We have to take advantage of the fact that I'm out in a remote location and inside knowledge.
Well, John. That is, you know what? That may be true. I'll agree with that statement.
Yes, I will too. I will give Gaze the edge over Bowles. You, great call, John.
Thank you.
John, you confused me a few days ago, and now it's starting to make sense because you tweet out great information, you know, that Brian Dozier's interested in his 3 or 4 teams, and you mentioned the Mets. And my first reaction is I think John wrote that incorrectly. Why would the Mets be interested in a guy who spent his entire career at second base? They traded for Cano. What's going on? Dozier obviously ends up signing with Washington. But then they get Lowry, who has more versatility than Brian Dozier. He's coming off a better year than Dozier. And it's starting to make a lot of sense that the Mets are giving themselves more versatility. They're protecting themselves at first base. Maybe McNeil plays more outfield. So that was their intention in being interested in Brian Dozier for that Lowry kind of spot.
Yes, absolutely. I thought, and I think we discussed it a little bit, that they need a little coverage at first and third because we can't be sure on Alonso yet. We don't know whether he's going to develop into a viable starting first baseman. And to be fair, I mean, Todd Frazier, we all love him. He's a fantastic personality. He's from New Jersey. He's got power, but he did not have a good year last year. So I think they needed some coverage at first and third, and Lowry gives them that. Even better than Dozier, more versatile. Obviously had a better year last year, and, 2-year deal. I think it's a good move by the Mets.
Yeah, no, I think it really is a very good move. And so let me ask you this question, because I'm very optimistic about the Mets, even though I know they're not going to sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. I'm high on the Mets. Would you go over 83.5, which is the over-under number?
I would, yes.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
You know, though, it's tough to make that call because of the uncertainty of what the Phillies and the Nationals are about to
do. That's true.
Because that, you know, you play them 19 times a year, so it has a big impact, I think, what those two teams do.
Right. Well, figure one of them's probably getting Bryce Harper at this point. We don't know that for certainty, but I would say the chances are probably pretty good.
Are the Mets done? Because I think center field still feels like a hole with Lagares, Keon Broxton. And I've been saying McNeil should play a hell of a lot more outfield and maybe Conforto and Nimmo get time in center field. Is that – and they did sign Rajay Davis and Gregor Blanco, but I doubt either makes the team.
And Broxton.
Well, I mentioned Broxton.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Pay attention to John.
I got to pay attention. I was thinking about football. I'm very excited about my knowledge.
You know what he's doing? He's like he's thinking about the how he's going to make the play on this weekend's divisional games.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know how I did. I did okay on that college game last week, though, right?
Yeah, you picked Clemson.
You did.
Yeah.
Pretty good, and I got points, right?
You got points. Yeah, they won, by 100.
You don't get any bonus for that.
No,
though.
You don't.
Oh, no. The other game, I don't know. I can't remember because I got 2.5 or 1.5. I don't remember, so I don't know.
Which game are you talking about now?
The NFL?
Seattle and Dallas, so I don't
know. Who'd you pick in that game?
I picked Seattle.
They covered.
Yeah, you won then.
They covered.
I'm on a roll.
They didn't win the game, but they covered the number.
That's all that matters.
Who cares about who wins the game? I mean, it's not the Jets, right, Joe? We don't care.
No, that's a great
point.
Very
different.
That's a fair point.
So are the Mets done in the outfield, or can you still see them making a play for an A.J. Pollock or Adam Jones?
I could see them. Well, no, I think they're probably done. Yeah. I really do. I do. You know, I think they've done great work. You know, are they fantastic in center? No. Not fantastic. Excuse me, I'm getting a note in here. I have to tweet this. So.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What happened? Uh-oh. We got news?
Bryce Harper signed?
No, Mookie Betts signed, so I got to do that. Sorry, guys.
Okay. What do you get?
I might get docked after I did a big announcement that I'm coming back to FAN this week. I might get docked now.
what do you mean, docked? The big announcement that you're coming back to FAN?
Well, you're not on Twitter, so Evan was aware that that
I'm told the paperwork hasn't been filed yet, so I can't talk about it yet. That's what I've heard.
Is that right? I already announced it.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to tell you.
What happened? Is there a physical?
No,
is there a physical?
Hey, Bruce,
wait, you passed your physical? What?
If there's a physical, I'm in trouble. Otherwise, I think I think we're okay. I trust Mark.
I don't know. It might be a drug test. You better watch out.
You know, I did a drug test for Newsday. I did a drug test for Newsday in 1990.
Did you pass?
And I 1990? Was a little nervous because I did smoke a little weed in high school in the 70s. So I was a little nervous. But I did get through. I did make it through.
God bless.
Still in his system.
Yeah, I think it only lasts about a week or so. So you'll be all right. Yeah.
More than that. But hey, it's not 12 years.
No.
It's not 12 years.
Wait, so what did Mookie get? What's the news? I'm curious.
$20 million, I've been told.
Wow.
$20 million, 1 year settlement. That's a record for that.
Good for
a second year. Amazing. Yeah, he won arbitration last year, which set him up. And that's a huge settlement.
Am I wrong to say? Because you got me thinking now about Mookie and my man crush I have on the guy. Outside of Trout, if I'm starting a baseball team, Betts is number two. Am I going too far by saying that?
No, I would say that. I think that's fair.
Okay,
I thought he should have been MVP. He was MVP this year, but then 2 years previous, I thought he should have been the MVP also. I mean, they give it to Trout. Fine, he's the best player in the game. So, yeah, I would say he's second best. Pretty good.
All right, now what's going on with Machado and Harper? I mean, are they ever going to sign? I mean, what's going on?
I do, yes. I don't like to go out on a limb, but I will say that they will sign at some point.
Yes.
We know that Harper is meeting with the Phillies in Las Vegas on Saturday, right?
Okay.
So that's going to determine a lot because, I mean, the Phillies and the Nats, you know, you got two teams in a division who are fighting. That's going to serve him quite well. So
he's going to be in one of those two places, Philly or Washington.
I'd be surprised if he's not. Obviously, the White Sox are kind of in the mix. But, you know, they acquired – what did they acquire? Manny's brother-in-law.
Manny's friend.
If you really wanted Bryce Harper, his brother actually plays baseball, Brian Harper. He's a lefty pitcher. You'd sign him,
Take
right?
him. Mets should sign him right now. Get it done.
They might do that, but then they would just get him. And that's it.
that'd be great.
Oh, the Mets sign Harper. I can see the headlines now.
By the way, I've got really...
Harper also.
B.R. Harper. Right.
You are the first person to tweet the Mookie news. I don't see anyone on my Twitter feed ahead
excited.
Of you.
I'm excited. See, I interrupted the show, and that was... pretty good.
Yeah, you know, you did a hell of a job.
We got an exclusive.
I wish you gave us better Mets news for you or something to go on.
No, Mets are doing all right.
They are doing well. You know what? Look what they've done. The closer, the setup, the catcher, second base.
Yep. Lowry.
And then I think the utility, I mean, we'll call him utility, he's going to start, but I thought that was key. I really do. Center field, I'm a little concerned at this point, but Broxton's got talent. He's certainly a good defender. And Lagares is also a good defender. Looks a little redundant there.
Right. I think they may deal one of them. That's my source. My sources are telling me, and my source is my brain. That's my only source, is telling me that they may try to deal one.
Came up with a trade, so I believe it.
I came up with Adam Gase being hired by the Jets.
I hate myself for it. I wasn't too happy with you about that.
That was good. Well, I was one of the better candidates out there, but that's pretty good.
By the way, I do have to get on you about something. And I understand you're on the show with us, and you wanted to get that news out there. You typed Moose Betts, not Mookie Betts.
Oh, did
1,000 likes for that for that piece of news. Tweet.
Evan said you typed Moose Betts, not Mookie.
Oh no. Oh God, now I'm going to get. See, it autocorrects. Right.
You know what? We got to give him a little leeway here
because
he was on the show with us while he was doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were kind of distracted a little bit, right?
Right. I was a little distracted, and, you know, it seems to autocorrect. I don't know how to fix that. I'm not very good with
technology. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. Autocorrect is great, but it's also annoying. Yeah. I know you're thinking, what the hell?
No,
what
I know. I don't have it on my phone, autocorrect.
So I don't need that. I don't need autocorrect.
Yeah, because you don't make mistakes.
It's not helping me. It's auto-mistake is what it
is.
My
thinking with Manny right now, this is what I said earlier, is that he's on his couch. He's got an offer from the White Sox. He's got an offer from the Phillies. And he wants to be a Yankee. And the Yankees are just not in that area. And I think he's yelling at his agent. I think he's calling up his agent every 30 seconds saying, you beepity beep, can you get me the Yankees? And the agent's like, I'm trying. But they're not offering anywhere near. And I think the longer this goes on, it's Manny cursing at his agent saying, can you get me more from the Yankees? And he's unable to because I really think the Yankees, right or wrong, have their line in the sand. Is that accurate?
I think you're pretty close. I'm not sure about the cursing part. He's a very pleasant guy, but I believe the narrative that he wants to be a Yankee, and the Yankees bought that and like him, but have their line. And you know, I think there is a little bit of a mixed thought about Manny, even though Yankees are willing to go obviously over 200 if they're going to be in it, and they are in it to some degree. I don't know that they don't think he's worth $300 million, you know? Not too many guys are, but I think you're absolutely right. I think they're willing to go around 230, 240 would be my guess. And, I think the other teams are willing to go a little bit higher than that. And ultimately, guys usually go for the money. I mean, let's be realistic here. Cano went for the money. Pujols went for the money. The only guys who are major stars who did not go for the money that I can recall are Cliff Lee in Philly, who did not go to the Yankees, and the Greg Maddux in Atlanta, who also did not go to the Yankees.
Griffey.
I mean, there are other good players who took
lesser. Griffey in Cincinnati.
Griffey in Cincinnati. He got traded to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but he wanted to be a Red. So I know it wasn't the same route.
Signed with their own team, you know, who could have gotten more if they became free agents. But once you're a free agent and you're a megastar, you generally get take the biggest deal.
Is there a risk, and this could really work out well for the Yankees, big time? Is there a risk that the Phillies and the White Sox, after another week or two, say, "All right, what the hell are we doing here?" and maybe end up with Bryce Harper, and that could take them out of the pursuit of Manny Machado, which obviously would hurt his market a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think the Phillies are out on any pursuit. I don't think they're going to get both guys, but I don't think they've ruled out getting both guys. So they're in. So that's a plus for both of these guys, that they will have the Phillies in. And obviously Harper's got the Nats, and Machado's got the Yankees, although we think the Yankees are lower. So I think they're both in decent shape. I don't know that they're going to go north of Stanton. I don't believe Machado will. That is apparently what his agent was looking for and why the Yankees had not made an official offer as of at least 2 days ago anyway. They were about $100 million below that, so they didn't do it.
Wow.
And, I think both guys are in good shape. They're going to get good contracts. I think Harper's going to end up with more. I don't know if he's going to beat Stanton, but Machado, if he beats Stanton, his agent's done a hell of a job at this point. Because White Sox, I think, started around 200, so they're not going to go to 325.
I know they got a year out of Giancarlo, and they could have won the World Series last year, but do you think they made a mistake trading for Giancarlo Stanton if that contract is the reason why they're not going heavier after Machado or Bryce Harper?
I'm not going to say that. You know, I've heard people say that, but, you know, Stanton hit 39 home runs last year. I know he didn't come through at the end, which is what really counts for the Yankees, but everybody seems to have a rough year the first year in New York, really. I mean, if you look at A-Rod's first year, it was not his usual year, and Teixeira, and Giambi, they all got off to a little bit of a rough start for them. I think the Yankees can afford whatever they want. You know, all these teams are talking about the luxury tax, but the Cubs, the Yankees, the Red Sox, there are some teams that are, I don't want to say print money, but they make so much money that they can afford.
Well, let me ask you that. And Joe, give me your opinion. Three guys, and you'll go next, John, but Joe gets to go first. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton. You're starting a team. They're all getting $300 million. Rank them in order. Which one you'd want?
That's a tough call.
You're a big Giancarlo guy, too.
I love Giancarlo.
Would you put him one?
I like him a lot.
So then you think the Yankees did the right thing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. John, rank the three. Go.
I'd go Harper, Stanton, Machado.
Okay. So then when it comes
Machado's
to Manny.
Machado's a fantastic player, and to steal one of his phrases, just not my cup of tea. I don't want to throw that in his face. But
all three of them would be my cup of tea.
Yeah,
they're
right. I'll take any of them on
a Mets. Yeah, they're all fantastic. Machado's an incredible talent, no question about it. Only 26, either the best or second best third baseman. Very good.
Will he
shortstop.
Be a Yankee, John? Yes or no?
At this point, I would guess no. Okay. I wonder if part of it is the fan reaction, because it seems like the Yankees' enthusiasm was tempered a bit by the fact that it seems the fans seem to be muted on this. They don't seem to be overwhelming support for this move.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're waiting for Arenado or something else that they think is better. Trout's 2 years.
Well,
I don't know.
How can you count on Arenado? Who we don't know if he's if he's just a product of where he plays in Colorado.
Well, he's a fantastic defender, and his stats are incredible, but it certainly helps to be in Coors.
Yes.
We ranked the third baseman here, which was interesting. There's about eight fantastic third basemen, and I did have Arenado first, but I was in the vast minority. Almost everybody else had Jose Ramirez, although Ron Darling agreed with me.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, John, and this may not be fair, but this is just the reality. Joe brings it up. Nolan Arenado as a baseball player on the road is not that good. I mean, those are just the numbers. He's not. I mean, I'll give him to you. He's a 787 OPS. How great is that?
Yeah, but what's Machado on the road?
No, it's fair. You're right, because Manny had bad splits.
I bet he's worse than that.
You know
I bet he's
though?
Less than the 787.
No, and that's a very fair counter, and I give you
think,
credit for that.
And Dan O'Dowd's at the office next to me here at MLB Network today. He does talk about the adjustment problem that these guys have when they go from Coors and then they go on the road. If you're in a regular ballpark and then you go on the road, you can do better. That's what he thinks.
Yeah, and by the way, the numbers are very similar in the splits home and road for Manny and his career and Arenado. So that is a very fair point. I guess it's a stereotype that Coors Field makes the player much more than even Camden Yards. So, you're right, though, about the stats. I mean, you're right. Manny Machado as a road player is not nearly the player he is at home.
Well,
so,
yeah, Camden Yards is a big advantage.
I just don't look at it as Coors, that's all.
Manny is a great player, and so is Arenado, but they're fantastic defensively.
By the way, speaking of the Orioles, would you go – their over-under is 59. Would you go over?
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that.
I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
59.
59. What did they win last year? 45, 47 or something? 45?
It wasn't
last
a lot.
Year? Last year they lost 115 games. It was
right, so they won 40.
They're giving them an 11
That's
game
a big jump.
Yeah, they have not improved by 11 games from what I can tell.
All right, so you go under 59.
I'm going to go under.
Wow, yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And there's one more thing I want to add, because you asked me, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I never forget anything, and I didn't have the answers. Where did they take Manny Machado in New York, right? You asked me what restaurant.
Yeah, do you have an answer?
I did find out the name of the restaurant. It is, and I've never been.
Was it Rao's?
Probably for kind of wealthy people. Morini. Have you guys ever been there?
Nah,
M-O-R-I-N-I.
Where is that?
Madison between 85th and 86th. The first review that I saw, the first two words were grossly overpriced. I wonder if they read that review and they got that in their head that they were
that would probably be said about just about every restaurant in New York.
This is the place on
grossly overpriced.
This is on Madison Avenue, you said?
Yeah,
I mean, come on,
yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It looks good. I mean, it's got the food's supposed to be fantastic, but they've never invited me.
Gets
to
very
restaurant.
High reviews, and it's got a Michelin star, which is. I think that's good.
Michelin star, like the tire?
Yeah. No, I think it's different.
Oh.
I think it's a very complimentary thing for a restaurant.
By the way, give me the guy who's the one lock for the Hall of Fame next week or 2 weeks.
Come on.
Mariano. I actually did see Mariano at the World Series.
I should say beside Mariano.
Okay, well, I was going to tell you that when I saw him, he was on it after me on MLB Network, and I told him that I had some faith that he would probably get in. So
yes, I'd be confident about that, yes.
Yeah, so he'll get in, and Edgar Martinez will get in.
Okay.
That's a lock. And I would say Roy Halladay's probably...
He's a lock.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah,
yep.
He's a lock. And then I think Mussina is the borderline one, right? He's going to be right on the number.
No, 75. Still no steroid guys.
I don't think they're going to get in, but boy, they're trending upward, aren't they?
Bonds they are, but it may not be in enough time. I mean, Bonds and Clemens aren't on the ballot forever. So
yeah.
They
got
to get to
two
that
more
75.
Years, right? Two or three more
I think
years.
It's only two more years after this,
yeah,
so it's not a lot of
I think they may
time.
Get in. I think they may get in. They better get in by the writer vote, because the veterans vote, so they're not very kind
to
the steroid people.
We do, and this is the third year we're doing it, the WFAN voting. We hand out ballots to everybody around here.
I put 10 different guys. I vote for all the steroid guys, though.
Yeah, you're all in on that. I'll tell you one difference between us and you guys as writers, and I'm very confident to say this, and I haven't seen the results. We will unanimously put Mariano in. You guys won't.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, we should, but you know, there's going to be one or two people. What did Griffey miss, 3 votes or something?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's 1 or 2 or 3 in every crowd. I'm not going to worry.
Not our crowd.
Not your crowd. How big is your crowd?
It's significantly less. I mean, okay. I'll give you that.
It's here at the Fan. I mean, it's not like a massive crowd.
It's, we will
right.
probably
and you don't
get...
have anybody working at the Fan who's 107 years old, right?
No, I'm close.
Okay.
I think I'm probably the closest.
You're close. Yeah.
I am. I'm the closest.
I think we're going to have a voting pool of about 60 to 70 guys and gals.
Yeah.
And the number for Hall of Fame voters amongst you guys is what, 500?
Yeah, almost. I think it's in the fours, yeah.
Okay. All so right. It's about 5 times as much.
So before we let you go now, John, you got to give me the one lock of the weekend in the NFL in the divisional round. Do you know all the games? Do I have to give you the games?
Not all of them. And when I say not all, that means none of them. I'm sorry. I should have spent a little more time studying, but I was so excited.
All right, well,
about
I'll tell you what, let's
win.
Run them. You know what we should do, Ev? We should run them down for
all
John.
Right, you ready?
Go ahead. Go.
We'll start off with Kansas City, Indianapolis. The game is in Kansas City, and the late. What line did we?
5.5.
5.5. All right.
Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites.
The next one, the Cowboys in LA against the Rams, and the Rams are favored by 7.
Right.
The next one. The Patriots against the Chargers. The game is in New England, and the Patriots are favored by 4. And then finally, the Saints and the Eagles in New Orleans. Saints favored by 8.
Give us your lock for the weekend.
All right, one lock?
Yes.
One lock. I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Okay. Lay in the 8.
Laying the 8, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, John.
I'm on a roll.
John,
I'm not back up to 500 yet, but I'm...
John, you are rolling, man. And you're in Florida right now. Just humor me with this, okay? Even though I really don't want to hear
it. I think he's at MLB Network.
Oh, you're at MLB?
I'm in New Jersey. Tomorrow morning.
I wanted to know what the temperature was in Miami, but
it's
now you don't
great.
Have to tell me.
They sent out weather alerts.
What is not great?
It was weather alerts. It means it was going to be under 75.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
By the way, it's under 75 here.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just mention, it's under 75 in Jersey, by the way.
Yes.
It's not even half of that today.
It's not good.
No.
Can you do me a favor? Just pass along my apologies to Dan O'Dowd. I ripped him very hard for a trade proposal he put on MLB Network on the air.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be so right because the deal the Mets made was worse. So
yeah.
I want to apologize to him. I would have so accepted the deal he made, and I was very wrong about that. So.
Yes. He was good. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, no, he's
he even
good,
had
man.
Kalenic in the deal, I think. Yeah.
He did, but he also had the Mets getting back more, which I appreciate.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So.
All right. I will send your apology over there.
Thank you, John.
All right, great talking to you guys.
See you, John.
The great John Heyman.
And he is great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.